old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026 edition. I want to get back to the political pundit Monday. MERS News Service asking for political consultants, pundits, questions after the Tuesday election last week. The attacks against Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed. Are they more communism or Islamophobic in nature? Communism, Islamophobic? Well, according to Dixon Deuterar, I haven't seen any other lines of attacks. We've seen the Red Scare talk before, and how that all blew up in disgrace, pale gunner Joe McCarthy's face. Let's hope Americans know their history when it comes to red baiting and slandering decent Americans. We also know informed and educated voters won't buy either of those allegations, communist or a radical Muslim, especially voters who've had no problem voting for Barack Hussein Obama win Michigan twice. This would be a very slippery slope for Rogers if he goes that route, which would probably turn away all the gains the Republicans have made within the Muslim American community here in Michigan. That's probably the most intelligent thing you've ever said. Well, Republican Ann DeLisle said, we live in 2026, so no one should be phobic about anything. I think that is just a label people throw on other people, and I don't think it really means anything anymore. I think the biggest thing that we need to talk about is credentials. With Mike Rogers, you have a natural choice because he's got someone who understands how the system works, how Washington works. He understands how government works. He's been there a long time. As a congressman sitting on many committees, he has a lot of knowledge. With El-Sayed, his comments about, if you can't say my name, keep my name out of your mouth. I mean, that's incredibly offensive in and of itself, because not everyone can speak another language fluently. So if you're trying and you make a mistake, but you don't even want people to say your name, I think that's very petty. She also pointed to El-Sayed working with Detroit under former Mayor Mike Duggan. The program that he worked for under Duggan fell apart. The funding dried up. What has he done outside of that? Well, nobody actually knows. I think that's going to be a really big problem. She said, at least with people coming from the business world, they have experience with institutional culture. He just doesn't have that. So what does he offer Michigan, other than the fact that he hates Mackinac Island? There's not a lot there. Jason Rowe, the other Republican, said this. I think primarily that the outrageous price tag of the policies that he's proposing, as well as his proposals to raise taxes on the middle class and the wealthy, are going to definitely hurt him, regardless of his label or his religion. So, very, very interesting perspective on that. Now, another question that they did discuss, does Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed, along with the ballot proposal, money out of politics, do those two factors, him being on the ballot as the U.S. Senate candidate for the Democrats, the other ballot proposal, money out of politics, does that end up getting a yes vote to the Constitutional Convention question? Folks, you're not even aware of this, maybe, but every 16 years, we have to have it on our ballot should Michigan hold a constitutional convention. This year is the 16th year. The last time it was voted down was 2010. Well, very interesting perspective from strategist Andrea Bitley, stating she's actually getting a little nervous about voters calling for a constitutional convention based on El Sayed and the money out of politics ballot proposal. People are mad at the way things are around them right now. This ballot, sitting right next to the money out of politics proposal with a candidate like Abdul El Sayed, well, I'm a little nervous. Bitley considers herself a centrist Republican who recently was the chief communication officer for past former mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan's independent campaign for governor. She spoke alongside Jessica Newman, a Democratic socialist political operative in Ferndale, who was the campaign manager behind Chris Gilmer Hill's race. Well, last Tuesday, August 4th, Gilmer Hill defeated incumbent State Representative Helena Scott from Detroit in the 8th State House District, covering Ferndale, Pleasant Ridge, and several northwestern Detroit neighborhoods. But with Newman and Bitley, also a Democrat, socialist, and a moderate Republican, planning on voting against November's Constitutional Convention question, Bitley wonders if folks who aren't as educated on the subject are going to be thrilled by an option to change government, suspecting they might say, we're going to change the way government looks. Oh, heck yes, I'm going to vote for that. I think the candidate poll is going to bring out something different this time, bring out different voters. Many of them may not be at the same level of education on politics. With all the different topics that are going to be on the ballot, all they're going to perhaps see is a chance to change Michigan's government. The No campaign is going to have to be pretty active, because organically people are going to read this and think, hey, that sounds like a good idea. And when you throw the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics ballot proposal sitting right next to it, El Sayed running on, quote, money out of politics, money in your pockets, Medicare for all, this could be a very interesting November ballot election. Also, in addition to Michigan, 12 other states automatically ask voters after a certain number of years, in Michigan it's 16, if they want to call a constitutional convention. What is a constitutional convention? Well, that's where appointed delegates would get together, those who are elected, and have to rewrite the state's constitution. Michigan's last constitutional convention was held from 1961 through 1962. It was amended and put to a vote by the people in 1963. When MERS News Service asked El Sayed directly on July 27th, following a Fox 2's television debate with his primary opponent, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, El Sayed noted he believes that MERS was actually the first one to ask him that. Well, his initial response was, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and say no. I'll vote against it. But I do think that we're due for some updates, particularly at the federal level. So many of the problems in our government at the federal level right now, we need to be rethinking them. Listen to this. El Sayed said, whether it's the elimination of the Electoral College, whether Senate rules like the filibuster still apply, and also the way the Supreme Court has become so riggable. Riggable? Talking, of course, about Donald Trump appointing three of the last Supreme Court justices. Well, this is what he's talking about. I'm going to break that statement down in the last segment of hour number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. I'm going to break down this statement by the Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed, talking about a state constitutional convention. El Sayed automatically flipped it to what's wrong with the federal government. So many of the problems in our governance is at the federal level, which is where we need to be rethinking them. Whether it's the Electoral College, comma, whether it's Senate rules like the filibuster, comma, whether it's the way the Supreme Court has become so riggable, end quote, period. What's he talking about? What is he really saying with that statement? El Sayed wants to eliminate the Electoral College folks and go with the national popular vote. Eliminate the Electoral College that are very learned, very educated founding fathers put in our U.S. Constitution. Eliminate the Electoral College. He wants 26 progressive, liberal, blue cities to elect our presidents. Not 26 states, 26 cities. I went through the list in the, I believe it was the 2020 election, where allegedly Biden defeated Trump. 26 cities would all be the need to count Democrat votes in Democrat-controlled cities like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit. The list goes on and on and on. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Even in cities that you'd be shocked, in the free state of Florida, count Miami, Houston, Texas. One liberal city in 26 different states. No, I think Philadelphia was part of it, with Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. Detroit was one of them. A presidential candidate would only have to visit and run TV ads in 26 cities to win enough popular vote to be the next president. When it comes to rules like the filibuster in the U.S. Senate, he wants to eliminate the filibuster. Simple majority vote by the Democrats who are in control, they'll ram anything they want through the U.S. Senate. And the Supreme Court, they want to expand the Supreme Court very easily this way. Make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, which is very liberal, very Democrat. Give them 4 U.S. senators, 2 from Washington, D.C., 2 from Puerto Rico. They would be Democrats. Once they got that big a majority in the U.S. Senate, expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 and allow the next Democrat president to appoint those 4 new United States Supreme Court justices. This is their game plan. That statement right there by El Sayed tells you everything you need to know about this guy. Eliminate the Electoral College, eliminate the filibuster in the U.S. Senate, and expand the Supreme Court after making Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states. 52 states. 4 more U.S. senators, all Democrats. Have a Democrat president, Gavin Newsom, maybe. Gretchen Whitmer, maybe. Pete Buttigieg, whoever. Whoever the Democrats put up against J.D. Vance and or Marco Rubio in 2028 would be the next Democrat president, who could expand the United States Supreme Court from 9 to 13 if they had control of the House and the Senate. They could do it. Another thing about the Supreme Court, he has a problem with them serving for the rest of their lives. He thinks there should be term limits on Supreme Court justices. You don't even have term limits on U.S. senators right now or U.S. congressmen in Washington, D.C. This guy wants to put term limits on Donald Trump's Supreme Court justices. Get rid of Clarence Thomas. Get rid of Samuel Alito. That's ultimately what he wants. This guy is scary as a U.S. senator. New stories, final hour today's show. News break, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds.